The people movers transport passengers from the airside terminals to the baggage claim. The new South APM complex will be a hub for other rail projects, including the All Aboard Florida passenger line planned between Orlando and Miami. It will also connect to a new parking garage, which Greater Orlando Aviation Authority Executive Director Phil Brown says is needed as passenger numbers approach 45 million a year.
In order for us to build for the future, there's some of these projects that we're going to have to build that relieve some of the congestion on the roads and the curves, which is what the major impact of this project will be.
Of the 46 airlines at Orlando International, 5 don't support the project.
The airlines don't see any need for roads and curbs because they don't use them.
Brown says passenger facility charges will help pay for the new complex. He expects an answer from the Federal Aviation Administration on whether to approve that funding by early 2014. The $470 million APM complex is part of a $1.1 billion capital improvement plan approved by the Aviation Authority this week. The plan also calls for upgrades to the airport's baggage systems and terminal ticket lobby. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.